Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Now, I think you might like this, Bev. So in the UK, some research has been done on real estate and their housing market. And one thing they have found out, a lot of chat about housing, property prices. Yeah. But in the UK, a little bit of side research has revealed that people are paying more money to live on street names that are a little bit, shall I say, rude. So you can
expect... Yes, Boxy, you're right. I do like this.
This is amazing. You can expect to pay over $100,000 more than
for
the average price if you live on some of these streets. There is a place in the UK called Butthole Lane. And the, no, that's actually real.
It's not real.
People are paying $100,000 more to live
Butthole
on that
Lane.
Street. Minge Lane.
I'd have it called.
Minge Lane.
Do you know what a minge is?
Do you know
what a minge is?
Yeah, I think I do. Yep. I didn't need the visual diagram. Now,
It should be called Butthole Avenue.
Butthole Lane's cute.
No, Avenue, because it's a way.
Okay.
Get it.
Again, okay. More hand gestures. Now, Minge Lane, what's interesting about Minge Lane, they people were trying to get the name changed because it is obviously a rude word.
Yeah.
Or it has a connotation.
It's not a rude
word, well, it just
yeah.
has connotations, yeah. But local historians fought and there was a battle to keep the name and they kept it. Bell End is a number.
Bell End.
Bell End.
What's that mean?
Well, it's probably a court. So it's not, it's Bell is the name and then it's an end. So it's called Bell End. If you might live at 15 Bell End.
What's rude about that though?
Hard on road. Now, these are.
I would pay $100,000 to live on that. Imagine if you're at a bar. You're at a bar and you're talking to someone having a couple of cold ones off the wood in one of those little English pubs and they go, "Where do you live?" Hard on Lane. She'd think that you're actually trying to crack on.
She would, I know.
And you have to show your license.
These are premium prices to live on these roads. But you know what? I don't think, this is London, the UK. I don't think Melbourne is exempt from having dirty road names.
Oh.
Now, obviously we are a family-friendly show. We're a family-friendly city, though, Melbourne. Surely there's no street name that's particularly dirty. You've got one that springs to mind from your old stomping ground.
Yes, I do. Nazawaza. There's Ernest Wanky Drive. Imagine going down Ernest Wanky Drive to get to Hard-On Court into Minge Lane.
Okay, 131060. Call now. Can we have our opener?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, we have an opener.
Just before that, yeah. We do have an opener.
Call now and tell us all about Melbourne's dirty roads. Dirty roads. Dirty roads.
Well done, Leon Sugran.
131060. Come on, Melbourne. How dirty are our streets? Let us know.
After hearing that, I wish I did live on
Hard on Lane.
Whoa. No,
it's in writing. I didn't make that up.
I was going to say Bell End.
101.9 The Fox.
Brits are having to shell out over $100,000 more to live on a road name that has a rude connotation. Some of the UK offerings are there's Butthole Lane, Minge Lane, Hard on Road and Bell End. People are paying through the roof to live on those.
This is the best phone you've ever brought to the
thank
table.
Thank you. I thought you'd enjoy this.
This is amazing.
So, Melbourne, we have asked you to...
Call now and tell us all about Melbourne's dirty roads. Dirty roads. Dirty roads.
Melbourne.
He's getting good, isn't he?
He is. He's very good, Leon Sugran. We have dirty roads in our midst and we are now finding out where they are. Anthony from Mill Park. Hey, Anth.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Anthony.
What road
are you going to draw our attention to?
I've got a road that my mate lives on in Mill Park. It's called Moorhead.
Oh, dear. Moorhead Road. That's a shame. Thank you very much.
Is there a pause in between or is it just a flat word?
No, it's just flat word, Moorhead. M-O-O-R-E and then head.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. That's what we're after. Tony in Narre Warren. What else is happening in Narre Warren with Ernest Wanky Road?
Well, as you travel down Ernest Wanky Road, you get to Glasscox Road.
Oh, dear.
Then you take a left into Minge Court.
Oh, what have we done? Hey. Oh, dear.
These are words that the nav man says. The nav man will say these words.
Imagine Siri saying that.
You're loving this. I'm regretting it. Sarah in Highton. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Morning.
In Geelong, there is a street named Thrush Street.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That is. You're not paying $100,000 extra.
No, you don't want you're not paying extra.
Oh, that's harsh. Oh, and the thing is, they're nice words. It's all the connotations attached.
All it is a word.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. Andrew in Doncaster.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Andrew. What road name is a bit dirty we need to know about?
Longstaff Court.
Longstaff?
Longstaff or Longshaft?
No, Longstaff.
What's Longstaff mean?
Well, it's a connotation. It's a shaft. It's another term for shaft.
It should just be shaft.
Well, you know,
I've never heard of your thing being called a staff before.
I have.
Really?
Yes. The staff, Longstaff Court is pretty funny.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Thanks, Andrew. Morgan in Heidelberg.
I've heard this one before, though.
Morgan. Good. Thank you for contributing to our dirty roads segment.
No way.
Oh, come on, Morgan. What have you got for me?
I live on Bonner Street in Heidelberg.
Bonner Street in Heidelberg.
That's a good one.
I reckon I drove. Oh, I'm not even kidding. I think I drove past that yesterday. I was going out to Watermark in Greensboro. Oh. I reckon I saw Bonner Street. I did. That's amazing. I was on Lower.
God.
Is it off Lower Heidelberg Road, Morgan?
Yeah, no Heidelberg.
I drove past it yesterday.
Did you?
Thank you, Dad. Craig in Pakenham. Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Craig, what street name do we need to know about? It's a bit dirty.
Yeah, it's in Pakenham. It's called Ball Taser. BALTASER.
Ball taser is good. Well done.
Where did these come from? Natalie in Nary Warren. Nat, I think you're taking us home with this one. I hope it's a goodie.
Yeah, my parents live in Wedderburn, and off their street is Tit Wobble Lane.
How did that even come to be? Tit Wobble Lane. That takes the cake.
It's actually covered in barbed wire around the poles because people try to steal it all the time.
Of course they do.
100%. Imagine having that in your bar.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Bev, we have rivalry in our midst. I'm surprised we can even do our job, considering what goes on around us. We've got Aaron Rich trying to take Byron's job at the moment.
He's already put his pictures up over Byron's head.
I know.
Looks good, I think.
And it's interesting where this rivalry's come from nowhere.
Well, I know.
Someone's just come from nowhere.
Yeah, now the other rivalry is we have our executive producer, Leon Shergren, you'd be familiar with.
Very safe in his job.
Yeah, now when Leon was sick last week, took a day off, which was questionable.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't get you sick because you're pregnant.
Thank you. Good. Okay, good answer.
I might use that tomorrow.
Anyway, while Leon was away, the captain of our Black Thunders, that's what they're called.
Black Thunders.
Black Thunder Drivers.
Rock Patrols was 1990.
Because I was a Rock Patroller, so that's why I always say that.
Did you give out, were you like, what's his name, Steve?
Yeah, I was like Rock Patroller number 17 or something.
And you give out like icy poles.
Icy cold cans of Coke and Big M's, come down to Moorabbin Oval, we're here all day. That was me. Anyway, we've got a guy, a lovely man called Blake Francis, who is nicknamed Big Fish.
Big Fish.
And he runs the Black Thunders. He does a great job.
He's a captain.
Anyway, he filled in for Leon the other day. He stepped in. And in the Leon's absence, because Leon's our jingle master, he creates our jingles. We were talking about Dirty Rain, and he came in with a jingle that was,
bell end.
Subpar. So this was Blake's jingle.
Dirty Rain, Dirty Rain.
There it was. And then Leon came in the next day and went, what was that rubbish?
Yeah,
how did that get to air? And he absolutely one-upped Big Fish.
I only want somebody to explain this Dirty Rain, Dirty Rain.
And the arrogance of our boss, Leon, well, not our boss, not our boss. Do we just say that? As that song come on, Big Fishes, which was awful, he just swigged his drink. as he's come on, like, oh, got him.
When Leon came in and did that second jingle, it was his best work. It 100%. Actually showed Leon a bit of competitive rivalry, and he over-delivered.
Yeah, he did. It's about time.
But now Big Fish is fighting back, Leon. He has been in the studios overnight, and what a hard worker. He's come in last night because the Black Thunder drivers have a big party. Their party's tomorrow, guys, if you want to join in.
Is this like a reunion, is this like a jingle party. Duel?
Yeah, it's
like
a jingle.
The rappers, have they had a battle?
That's
it's
exactly,
a jingle battle.
Yeah, Blake Fish has gone, okay, Leon,
Blake
you won
Fish.
Us. Anyway, they've got a Black Thunder party tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m, Reunion Island Pool Club. You can go and hang out with all our Black Thunder drivers. And Blake thought, you know what, I'm going to one-up Leon's jingle, and I'm also going to try to create some vibe for this party. So can we – we've not heard this. He's left us a little gift today. This is our Black Thunder driver, Big Fish's, attempt at getting everyone to go to his Black Thunder party.
On this Friday, we got a party, and the whole city of Melbourne's invited. Food, drinks and music, it's gonna be lit. Even splashing got pools, that's legit. The Black Thunders have got you covered. Big Fish, Raptor, White Wolf and the others. So it's the end of the summer season. Everyone can come except Leon. Thunder, the Black Thunders party. Fox FM's Black Thunders, 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 the Black Thunder party. Fox FM's Black Thunder party. Yeah. Take that, Leon.
Whoa! Boom!
BFO.
Drop the mic.
And who's White Wolf?
I think he's one of the other three teammates.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
This is Evan Byron, gonna make your dreams come true.
Ooh, make it happen.
They'll let you do the things you weren't allowed to do.
Make it happen.
That's right, Melbourne, we are making your childhood dreams come true, all thanks to fantastic new film, Fighting With My Family, in cinemas, March 21. You get to meet this amazing family, and they're making their childhood dreams happen. Well, their daughter's childhood dreams happen, and that's what we thought. You know what? There's lots of people in Melbourne who never got a chance to let their dreams come true, and we want to do that for you. Now, we've got Tara in Lancefield. Hey, Tara.
Hi.
Tara, this is a beautiful dream that you never had realised. Can you talk us through what you really wanted when you were a kid?
Yeah, so from the moment I could write a Christmas list, I asked for a baby born up until probably when I started high school, and I thought maybe I was a little bit too old, but secretly I've always wanted one.
And your parents didn't have enough money to buy one, is that right?
Yeah, so I got other dolls. I didn't miss out completely, but it's just...
But it wasn't a baby born. I love baby borns. Baby borns are so cute, Blossy.
Yeah,
because they're like they're like real. I've got one now. It's called Toby. hey, guess what, Tara? We have a baby born for you.
No way.
You're getting your first baby born.
Body suit and hat, a potty, a nappy, a plate with a spoon. It's got porridge, a bottle, a dummy with a chain, a birth certificate, and a friendship bracelet for you. And your baby born.
Tara.
Thank you so much.
You got your baby born. And as a bonus, I will be having a baby that will require babysitting. So if you want a real life one, you can come over.
And she pays good cash.
Oh, definitely.
Well done, Tara. Got her first baby
Merry
born.
Merry Christmas.
Now we've got Cassandra from Delahaye. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
Now, Cassandra, talk us through what you always wanted when you were a kid.
So my heart childhood dream was to always see an orca.
Which is a whale, isn't it?
Yeah, a killer whale.
Oh.
And, you know, Tara, Cassandra, I heard that you had like a blow-up whale in the pool that you used to ride. Like that was the closest you got to a whale, was having a blow-up whale.
Yeah, it was.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, well, it all started from I was obsessed with that movie Free Willy.
Great movie. What do you think of Free Willy 2?
There's
a three as well. There is.
Yeah, there is.
Now, your mum and dad told you that there were no orcas in Australia. There were no whales to see. Is that right?
Yes. They told me that there was no orcas in Australia. You have to go overseas to see them. And, that was just put straight to rest.
And you've been trying to save to get on a whale tour, but you've got two kids, a baby.
A baby.
It's very hard to do this. Well, Cassandra.
Cassandra, we have found some orcas. and they are in Western Australia. So we're sending you to Western Australia on a whale-watching tour where you're guaranteed to spot an orca.
Flights, accommodation, the tour. Cassandra, you're going to see an orca.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. How fun is it making people's dreams come true?
101.9 The Fox.
Interesting chats in the car yesterday after school pickup box. Had to go buy some binders for Lenny. And on the way home, Lenny said, because Lou has got netball tonight, and then Lenny said, I've got to be at school at 6:30, 7 o'clock because we have a movie night.
Cool. Great like, school.
Movie night? This is strange. You're just telling me this now? And she said, oh, I found out Monday, and, you know, when they don't find out Monday, she would have found out a couple of weeks ago, but being old Mrs. Forgetful, she told me last night, and I said, well, what are you watching? And she said, The Basic of Sex. Is that right?
On the Basis of Sex.
On the Basis of Sex.
It's a movie.
Like, hang on, what is that you're talking about? Mm. I don't understand. Have we not been told this? Because I thought it might have been a sex education video, but it's apparently a film that was based in the 1950s about a woman defending. I think she was a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
Justice of the Supreme Court. Right?
Yes.
So first woman to defend a man.
Which sounds like an amazing film because she goes to a girls' school. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
And anyway, I got the chat started to talk about sex and I felt very awkward. So I quickly, I press record.
We weren't talking about anything. It was silent. And you were like, wait, does that mean mom and dad would have had to tell you know what, Dave?
Toby? And you're like, you know what?
And I was so confused, like, you know what? And you're like, you know what?
What do you mean, you know what? What are you talking about? Tell me what you said.
No.
Please tell me what you said.
Okay. Wait a minute.
So, I just said you were talking about, I said to Lenny, because she was talking about a movie, like, wait, does everyone in high school know what that is? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, do you remember that time we were talking about on the street? And you're like, when a man loves a girl,
yeah.
And a girl loves the man. And I go, and I went, it's where a boy and a girl, or a girl and a girl, and a boy and a boy, go on a date, get drunk, and then go back home. That's what happens. Or go to their car.
Up the car!
What do you mean?
How are you so educated?
What do you mean go to the... What do you mean go home? Just go home to bed?
No, go home. Do that.
Oh, help.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Boxy, you got to think.
Lulu's nine.
Just turned nine. She's only 3 years older than Trixie.
Don't say that.
Yeah, it's interesting times.
Can we just cover off... Go to the car?
Go to the car? Where's what is she watching? Bloody YouTube.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, can we talk maths? Married at First Sight, because I've had a shocker last night. So tired. The longest day. Don't get me started. And I was asleep and I missed it. And our good friend Mel Lucarelli was on last night because we worked with Mel and I've known Mel for years. And she and Dino had a massive bust up. Now, you watched this and I want you to...
Okay, Boxy. Do you know how Koshy has his angels? Yeah. I can be Fifi's angel.
I love this. You be my angel. I want to hear this, though, because I heard this morning and I want to play it. This is... Now, Dino has recorded Mel. We'll get to why in a moment. He's recorded her without her knowing and she's found out and lost her mind.
I just wanted to sort of try a different way.
Who does that? Who records? Who records someone? You are not seeing what you did. You recorded. You have violated my trust, my respect. How dare you try and make this about... You are unbelievable. What you did was sneaky, calculating. I have no trust for you. Like, how... I feel sick.
Whoa, she was angry.
She was, and she's right in what she was saying there, in a way, Boxy. So what happened was Dino, her husband of 3 weeks,
3 weeks. So funny. Just, when you hear yourself actually talk about maths, you realise how stupid it is.
I know, God. And I'm actually addicted to it. Anyway, so Dino often brings up with Mel things that Mel says, and Mel always denies it. And says that she didn't say it. So Dino thinks he's going cray-cray. So Mel was in another room. She thought Dino was asleep. And Mel was talking to her sister in a private conversation on the phone, potting Dino. about their marriage.
Right, okay. So, and then he's played it back to her.
No, he confronted her about what she was saying and she said she didn't say it.
Oh, gosh.
And then he's turned around and said, well, I wasn't really sleeping. I heard your conversation.
And he's proof.
And then they went nuts. And he goes, well, I got proof because I recorded it as well. So she's been caught out lying. He shouldn't have recorded it, but then they're married and she was lying and he recorded it for evidence.
Well, it's so funny because if his argument is, whenever I confront you with what you're saying, you
and
deny
said,
it,
yes.
I've now resorted to recording.
And then poor Dino
recording.
Could never get anything out because she was just going batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah, no.
She Dino's... was going off. Well, she was. That's... It was full on.
That was...
And that actually got pushed to the side a little bit from the storyline because there was more there going on. Mass is unbelievable.
Yeah, lots
of
drama.
Oh, Jess and bloody Martha, they're like 18-year-olds. My 19-year-old daughter is more mature than them. They were like trying to poach other men from the other women and, oh, God, it's on. You got to watch it in replay.
Okay, I'll go watch
anyway,
the last
so 13:10:60. Have you ever been secretly
recorded?
Is that what we're
going
to do?
Well, we will
no?
do that. I was going to get to it.
Geez, your hair looks great.
Thank you. I was going to be more subtle with how I got to it, but I love what you've just done.
Oh, sorry. Sledgehammer. Because you're getting your hair
No,
twirled.
It's an interesting one because I had a friend and she did a similar thing. It's actually reverse roles though. She's recorded her male, it wasn't a boyfriend, it was a male friend.
Yeah.
She recorded, left her phone recording while her two male friends were in the room just because she wanted to, I don't know, she was sus about something that was going on. Anyway, she did record them and they were talking about her and she played it back. She confronted them and said, you said this about me. And they'd said really horrible things about her. But their whole argument was that they ended up the sympathetic victim because they'd been, you know, surreptitiously recorded. Mm. So they're furious. It's one of those ones where you can't win because by getting the recording, you are proving something. You're able to say.
Yeah, but you've caught someone out, so their defense is going to come up. Their defense. Yeah. Her defenses were like.
You could record your partner cheating or a conversation they're having with another lover, that, and you could go, I've got evidence of this. Mm. But the fact that you recorded it, there's. The accusation is you're the evil person for recording, like secretly recording people. Part of you wants to do it because you want to prove points or you want to find out if somebody's doing the dirty on you or they're speaking behind your back. But I reckon you always end up being the bad guy. So 13:10:60, give us a call. Have you secretly recorded somebody, even colleagues? This would happen in the workplace. Or have you been the one who's been secretly recorded? And we'll try to figure out which side of the fence, whether you're the victim or you're the perpetrator.
Or
who's
you
the victim?
Secretly record your kids talking about.
Well, you do that all the. Well, you and I do that all the time.
I just did it.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Maths. Last night, Mel went nuts at Dino because Dino recorded her conversation, private conversation with her sister without her knowledge. And when I see that on paper, Fev, I go, well, she's right to be angry.
Yes.
But you have another angle on this.
Yes. When I see it, I think, that you shouldn't do it. But the thing is, if you've watched Maths, she often says things about certain things and then Dino will confront Mel and then she says she didn't say it. Mm. So Dino thinks he's going crazy, going, oh. God, how,
yeah. What,
no, you did say it. She's like, no, I never said it. So he was like, pretended he was asleep. She was potting him pretty bad on the phone to
her sister.
So he thought, I'll record it so I can prove it to Mel that what you did say when I confront you and you turn around and say, I didn't say it, I'll say, well, you did because I recorded it.
Actually, now you mentioned that. If I heard somebody in the next room just laying into me, I'd probably record it.
Yeah, hey, whoa.
Hang on. I was in the next room.
Yeah, stop laying the boots in. Then she got her back up and went nuts. And then when they were at the dinner table, the dinner party's the best. She was going absolutely crazy at the end of the table. And she's saying, play it now. And he's like, no. But he was like, no, that wasn't the point. The point was between us as husband and wife. I wanted to play to you the recording of you potting me once you denied it.
Right. So you're on Team Dino. This is the thing about secret recording. You think you've got good reason and there's merit behind doing it, but it can really backfire because people do not like to be recorded. Now we've got Tim in Malvern. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, Tim. Now, Tim, who have you recorded and why and what happened?
So I was being made retrenched. My boss started making some really wild accusations. Ooh. And I pulled out my phone and underneath my leg and started recording the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He started claiming that I wasn't doing an effective job at my position because I was gay and that,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then
wow.
it started from there.
Did you get him?
Hang on, he insinuated your work performance was somehow tied into your sexuality?
Correct.
Wow.
And what do you do for a job? What did you do for a job?
Okay.
But what happened, Tim? So, okay, you recorded him, and then what next?
So it kind of just snowballed from there. I ended up taking it to Fair Work Australia because I was made retrenched as well.
Yeah.
Which I thought was unfair dismissal. I ended up winning, and I won. Well, they granted me about 6 months worth of wages from.
Woohoo! So the recording came in handy, and that got you the result.
Correct.
Well done.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's where recording's enough. A win.
Yeah.
He's lucky that the boss is lucky that he didn't get in more trouble for that.
I just assume everyone's always recording. In fact, you know what, Fev?
You could
benefit from that too sometimes.
Well, I don't think I could benefit. I could lose my job real quick.
Sarah in Cranbourne. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah, who did you record and why?
So I recorded my ex-husband. I put one of those handheld recorders in his car.
Well done.
Well, he was having an affair, and I actually had the lady's husband ring me and tell me, but we couldn't prove it. The only way I could do it is because he drove around at work on hands-free every day, so I popped a recorder in his car and I heard their conversation.
How did that feel?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a risky one, because when you're trying to catch someone in an affair, you might hear some really, like, damaging stuff that you never recover from.
I did. I heard lots of stuff. I heard lots of stuff he used to tell her about me. But it was pretty harsh, but at least I got the proof that I needed to leave him.
And
he's been doing it for many years, but I could never prove it. So,
Sarah. And how did he react?
So I confronted him one night when the kids were asleep, and I asked him if he'd been having an affair, and he said no. And I kept asking him, and then I threw the recorder on his lap, and his face was priceless.
Oh.
Sarah.
That's when you should have had a video going.
And
should have. He said, how long have you known? And I said, for months I've had it in there. And so he couldn't deny it because I had everything on there. I had everything she had said. They had said about all their workplace.
The only thing I remember
being... So I ringing her, and I said to her, well, you need to tell me the truth. And I said, I'm going to send a recording to your work as well, and to your ex-husband.
You know what, and I don't want to bring a dampener to this, but when you confront someone in the situation, Sarah, I actually think that can be a dangerous situation. I think you need to be really careful before you confront someone with a recording, because that could flare up a pretty hostile situation. And I think he's recording me now. Turn your phone off, Fev. I'm not. Anyway, no, I just want people to be careful.
I'm very litigious.
Because that's somebody like, you know, Sarah's lucky in that situation that she got away with that.
Perhaps now, to think of to put her underneath his car. That's...
Yeah, but you just don't want to make someone angry and get into, you know. Adrian in Werribee. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, how you going?
Is this our
good,
boss?
Good, Adrian.
He's up there finally listening.
Adrian, who did you record? And why did you feel the need to record them?
Well, my wife used to say to me all the time when I used to speak to her in the morning, I used to say, you know how badly you were snoring last night? She's like, I don't snore. I've never snored. So I just recorded the whole thing and played it back to her one morning, and she still denied it. She thought it wasn't her.
101.9 The Fox. Hey, I don't want to be the fun police, but there is something quite serious I want to talk about, particularly if any parents are listening or people who care for children. There's a really horrifying trend that's occurring online. If you've heard about it, it's been written up a little bit in the news. It's called the Momo trend. Now, this is appears to have originated in Japan, and it's an online viral sensation. And it's basically an image of a sculpture, a really disturbing sculpture of a woman with bulging eyes and long black hair. It looks a bit like a puppet. And
looks like it.
Yeah, it's like from a horror movie. But this puppet, this Momo, gives directions and orders to the people who view it, and particularly, obviously, influential young minds. And it requests. I actually feel bad talking about this, but I think it's really important. It gives messages to young people to self-harm or even go further than that. And it's led to some pretty horrific cases around the world of children doing this. So, and I'm bringing this up because police are now claiming that not only are the videos viral, but they're splicing these videos into episodes of Peppa Pig, into Fortnite. Geez. So your innocent child could be watching a Peppa Pig and then suddenly there's this freakish
just pops up out of
horror character telling them to self-harm. And there are some young minds around the world that have fallen for this and some parents that are suffering at the moment because of it. So just want everyone to be particularly vigilant at the moment. Watch out for this. Don't leave your young children unattended on their devices because, I mean, who are the sick minds behind it?
Is it one person or what is it?
Well, it will be. Do you know what, Fev? It's probably originally in the dark web. It's not.
Couldn't the people in high places be able to delete that bug?
You would hope so, and I'm sure they're onto it. Yeah. It's one of these things that's probably gotten ahead of itself and now they're chasing it. But whoever the sickos that are encouraging young children to do horrible things, they're now getting into established shows and games that children play. And wow. I just really just want everyone to look after each other and look after your kids.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
It's all movies at the moment. I think because it's Oscars week and there was the Gaga and Cooper moment on stage for A Star is Born. Everyone talking about Bohemian Rhapsody and the Freddie Mercury Queen film. I'm excited because the Frozen 2 trailer came out last week and I can't wait for that in November. And now to hear, and I didn't realise this, but there's an Elton John biopic, a movie about Elton John coming out. Fev, we've got a little grab of it, a first little insider a preview, a teaser. Why are you shaking your head, Leon?
We haven't got it.
Okay. Please tell me we've got this. Excellent. Here's a little grab from the new Elton John film that will be coming out soon.
That is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
Gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
How good does that sound? I'm so excited.
He's one of my favourites.
You know what, Fev? He should be one of everyone's favourites. And he's coming out at the end of this year. He's going to be in Melbourne for about a month doing his shows around the country.
Yep. This could be the last time we see him before.
Well, he says it's his last concert. But since John Farnham said that in about 1999, I don't believe anyone. Now, do you remember, Fev?
Surely he's not going around still, is he?
No, he still is.
Is he?
He's still performing.
Imagine if John Farnham is on before Elton John. What do they call it? The warm-up?
Do you know what? I reckon they have performed together.
Such a
together.
Concert person. Yeah,
I reckon they did a song. What do they do, Leon?
Leon?
I think they performed Day of the Green together.
I think they did.
No, but like the warm-up. What's the warm-up?
Support act.
It's like the reserves.
Support act.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, do you remember, Fev, it was a while ago, we were talking about Elton John and the fact that he throws tantrums.
Yes.
And we decided, we've got our segment, just forgot the name of the segment, Baby Brain kicked in.
We've got one.
And we just said, look, if we can get one caller from one person in Melbourne who's had Elton John call, like yell at them.
Yes.
And usually in that segment, we only get one call because it's a very niche question. We had meltdown, the number of people who had been yelled at by Elton John in Melbourne. I mean, this was just one, for example.
So me and a group of friends were at a restaurant in Crown celebrating one of my friend's birthdays.
Nobu.
And he was there with some people having dinner, and he let loose at all of us for being too loud.
Oh. I love that, and I'd expect nothing less of Elton. I want, you know, you want the person to be the character that they've portrayed.
Yep.
I want Elton to get annoyed, to get frustrated, to yell at someone. And we thought, in honour of his movie coming out and the excitement around that, 131060, have you had a run-in with Elton John? Now, we will accept anything to be defined a run-in. If you've been yelled at him again, we love those calls. Have you walked past him? Have you served him?
Have you walked past him?
Well, okay.
We're not taking that.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Yes, we are asking, have you had a run-in with Elton John? And we're talking Elton because, look, it just... With all the movie hype this week with the Oscars and everyone talking about the Queen film and The Star is Born, all these music-based films, there's an Elton John film coming
out. That's super. When is it?
I actually don't know.
End of the year?
Wish I knew more. Hang on. Here we go. Official. No, I've got it. I've got it here. Guys, this is great. Really well done, Ali. It doesn't tell me, actually. Ali gave me... The full trailer's been released, which is exciting. It's going to be called Rocket Man. Oh. Taron Egerton is playing Elton. Let's hear the trailer again.
Here we go.
That is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
Got to kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait. May 31st. It's out in May. Can't wait.
That's someone that changed their name and went places.
Yeah, Reginald Dwight.
Paul
didn't
Greg.
Work for him. Byron. Greg. Gregory Byron Cook. Now,
it doesn't quite work.
I reckon last year we asked the question, has anyone been yelled at by Elton John?
Yes.
And we didn't expect anyone to call.
No, we didn't.
And there was a meltdown. So we just asked the question again. Have you had a run-in with Elton John? Give us a good Elton story. Ryan in Narre Warren. Hey, Rye.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about your experience with Elton.
Well, Elton had a residency when I was living in Las Vegas. And he always likes to have in the front row a certain particular looking type of guy, bunch of guys, I should say. And so we were selected to sit in the front row, and then we were asked to come up on stage when he was singing The Bitches Back, and basically with him on the $1 million piano.
So you have to be young and muscly.
Basically, yes.
God.
Do you feel objectified, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely. I did not mind one bit.
Hey, Boxy, we can buy the cheap seats. Obviously, I'll get moved to the front.
You'll get moved. Yeah, though I won't get moved because I'm just a girl. Elton's not interested.
I'm just a girl.
I'm not getting up the front with Elton.
Did he do a Vegas stint? Did he?
Yeah, he did a Britney Celine Dion style
Human
Vegas
nature?
Stint. Well, they're still there. Corinne from BlackRock. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Corinne. Corinne,
good.
Have you had a moment with Elton?
Well, I had quite a few moments. I'm showing my age here, but many years ago I managed a club in London called Browns, and Elton used to come in pretty much every night with his crew. It was in the days where all celebrities used to hang out with each other and, you know.
Interesting name, Browns.
Browns, yeah, it was a great club. And he used to come in and, I mean, he used to yell out to me, get me some more Cristal, as that's being yelled at.
100% that's being yelled at.
Did he say your name? Did he?
Oh, yes, we all knew each other. It was I was there 5 years, and they were all very good friends with the owners of the club. And George Michael would come in every night and DJ, and it was just a really cool, cool place. And Elton is the most loveliest, humble man. And, so that, as I said, I'm showing my age. But
no, you're not at all.
Many years ago, and it was wonderful. And it was a really...
Hear. Great that he was a diva.
Yeah, 100% diva. Like we've got one, but you're way too experienced one. Like that's amazing. You're friends.
Pardon? Yes, we were. We actually used to go Christmas caroling. Christmas Eve, we'd go around.
You and Elton.
And George Michael and all his crew. It was really exciting. It was a lovely time, and it was very sad when George died because George and Elton were really good friends too.
Corinne,
giving away secrets.
Like you're really close.
I feel like we 60 Minutes would pay a lot of money for this interview. We're speaking to a friend of George Michael and Elton John. I mean, anything else?
We were asked, my friend and I, who used to come in, she's... Yeah, you can't tell stories, but they're all good stories.
Well, you can tell whatever you want.
But, yeah, going back to Elton, yes, he was a lovely guy, and the only yelling he ever did was get some more, because he was so generous with everyone, you know, get some more Cristal or look after this person or I want my friend to come in. And it was just amazing. This was in the 80s. So.
Well, Corinne, I was happy if anyone had walked past Elton to hear from one of his friends and throw in George Michael. Thank you
Corinne
so much for calling the show.
That's all right, yes. Thank you. What? I never thought I'd get in, and I'm listening, guys. But I've got the best story.
Yeah, I know him. He's my mate.
Yes. He's my friend. He was a lovely. And he's still friends of a good friend of mine in London, who's the club owner. So I just wanted to say, that he's just a great man. A great man.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, Fev, I often tell people that I'm friends with Brendan Favola.
Oh, God. And people would say, don't go break him.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.